Chapter 8.3, Section Summary.
By the mid-1780s, political leaders were worried that the central government could not handle the problems developing with the U.S. economy. In 1787, delegates from each state gathered at the Constitutional Convention to discuss revising the Articles of Confederation. Edmund Randolph of Virginia led a group of delegates who proposed the Virginia Plan. This plan gave supreme power to the federal government and called for representation based on the population of each state. William Paterson of New Jersey suggested a different plan called the New Jersey Plan. This plan gave more power to the states. It also gave each state an equal number of votes in the legislature regardless of population. After debating, the delegates agreed to the Great Compromise. This compromise gave each state two votes in the legislature's upper house, while a state's population determined its number of representatives in the lower house. The delegates also debated whether southern states should count slaves in their populations for purposes of representation. Eventually, the delegates arrived at the Three-Fifths Compromise, which counted three-fifths of a state's slave population in determining its number of representatives. The delegates also discussed how strong to make the central government. They focused on the idea of federalism, which is the distribution of power between a central authority and the states. The delegates decided to balance the government's power by creating three branches of government. The first branch they created is the legislative branch, or Congress, which proposes bills and passes them into law. It is made of an upper house called the Senate and a lower house called the House of Representatives. The second branch is the executive branch, which includes the president and administrative offices. The executive branch enforces the laws of the land. The third branch is the judicial branch. It is made up of the national courts, which interpret laws, punish criminals, and settle disputes between states. Together, these three branches established a system of checks and balances. This system prevents any one branch of the government from becoming too powerful.